This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An appeals court has ruled against the Cleveland NAACP's request to release the full transcript from the grand jury that declined to indict two officers in the fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. The court ruled unanimously Thursday the NAACP did not show it was entitled to copies of the transcript. The court also criticized former Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty in its ruling, saying his decision to release certain parts of evidence showed to the grand jury was inappropriate. McGinty has declined to respond. Rice was playing with a pellet gun outside a recreation center in 2014 when he was shot by Officer Timothy Lohman. President Donald Trump has gotten nowhere in his push to kill federal support for cleaning up some of the nation's most prized waterways, including the Great Lakes. The U.S. House decided Thursday to keep funding at current levels and, in some cases, boost it. The spending package includes nearly $448 million for EPA programs benefiting regional waters degraded by pollution, overdevelopment, and exotic species invasions. That's an increase from $436 million in this year's budget. By far, the biggest recipient is the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which again would get $300 million. Trump called for eliminating its funding last year and cutting it by 90% this year. Developers of the Hall of Fame Village in Canton have finally paid back millions owed to contractors who worked on the new Hall of Fame Stadium. More than a dozen companies were owed more than $8 million at the completion of the project. The village developers applied for a $100 million bridge loan, which closed yesterday. Akron officials are searching for whoever is responsible for massive amounts of grease into the city's sewers. Workers at the city's water treatment facility discovered a clog earlier this week due to fat and grease in the sewer system. City officials suspect a business is responsible for the mass dumping. Residents who notice any suspicious dumping activity should call 311. The IX Indoor Amusement Park opens today, and it's adopting a new safety policy. Last year, a fight among several teenagers caused the park to close early. This year's new policy requires all minors to be accompanied by an adult after 5 p.m., and no drop-offs will be allowed after 4:30. There will also be more security in and around the convention center. The western Cleveland suburb of Lakewood has taken down an iconic 200-year-old white oak tree. The tree, nicknamed the Moses Cleveland tree, is a remnant of the arrival of the city's founder. But damage from pollution and a lightning strike have taken their toll, along with decay and old age. City officials say the tree was at risk of collapsing and was a safety hazard. The University of Cincinnati has agreed to pay $344,000 in back wages and legal fees to a white police officer the school fired after he fatally shot a black unarmed driver. The school on Thursday announced the settlement of a union grievance brought on behalf of Ray Tensing for his 2015 firing following his indictment on murder charges. The charges were dropped last year after two mistrials. As part of the settlement, the union said Tensing has resigned and will not pursue any other claims against the university. Ohio, for the first time, is declaring Western Lake Erie impaired by toxic algae. The Ohio EPA's announcement yesterday comes amid a federal lawsuit over whether part of the shallowest of the Great Lakes should be declared impaired. Officials within Governor John Kasich's administration have been worried that calling the lake impaired would wrongly give the impression that it's no longer safe as a drinking water source or for boaters and swimmers. Determining that a body of water is impaired can lead to a federal order for stricter pollution regulations, but whether that will happen isn't clear. Ohio judges and the state prison system are at odds over a new law meant to reduce prison time for low-level offenders who commit minor probation violations. Under the law, judges can send inmates to prison for only 90 days for the least serious felony and 180 days for the next most serious. But some judges say the law is unclear and are sending offenders to prison for longer sentences, often a year or more, according to the Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. Judges also contend that the short sentencing caps lessen the incentive for repeat offenders to follow probation rules at all. The Ohio House has approved a bill to cut state funding to cities and villages by the amount they collect from traffic enforcement cameras. The Senate will now consider legislation sponsored by Cincinnati Republican Representative Bill Seitz, who has been a vocal opponent of traffic cameras used by communities to enforce speed and traffic light laws.